Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney with another version of America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Here's what we're talking about, fair or foul. $20 million has been spent on signs. Yes, signs telling us how the stimulus is working. Ooh, and it gets deeper than that. I'm going to paint the picture for you. BP and the leaky well on day 87. We're going to go there, too. But did you ever play chicken with your gas tank? In other words, how far could you push it until you ran out and then you would get to the station just in time where you would, you know, glide in? And that's all well and good if you decide to do that in your own automobile. But can you imagine that that's being done on an airplane? Can you imagine that American Airlines is trying to cut fuel reserves, and how they're doing that is pushing the needle closer to E? Oh, the pilots aren't happy about this, and I can't blame them. So it's always a pleasure to bring on the show former pilot and aviation expert right here at the top, Denny Kelly. Denny, how have you been?
I've been fine. How have you been, Kate?
Oh, terrific. You know, not so terrific, though, when I read this American Airlines story, because I'm flying American in a couple of weeks. And what is the deal with they're trying to, they feel like this is a cost-saving strategy, I guess, and the way to do that is, I'm putting it simply, but to push it closer to E is what I'm trying to, I guess, make everyone aware of so they can picture that in their mind. But can you blame the pilots for being upset about that?
No, I don't blame it at all. I would be more than upset. And the theory that they base this on is that the more fuel you have on the airplane, the heavier it is, and the more fuel it takes to fly the airplane. So if you cut down on the amount of fuel, you save money. So it's a money saving matter. But it's really, first of all, it's really ridiculous, because when you cut back on the amount of fuel you have on reserve, you reduce your safety margin. You take off out of Dallas and you go to St. Louis, and the weather's fine when you leave here, but when you get to St. Louis, the weather's terrible. Something's gone through, and the airport's closed. Well, that means a lot of the airports in the area are closed. So what do? You got to go to an alternate. Well, with the minimum amount of fuel that you have now, you may not be able to make an alternate, you know, and you really cut it close. And in aviation, you don't want to cut anything close. So it's a problem, and the problem the pilots should be upset about it. It's bordering on being dangerous.
Yeah, as a former pilot, you have to be surprised by that. Of all the things that an airline might do to try to cut back, to cut corners, to charge more for luggage, to charge for food items and pillows and everything else, this borders on insanity, doesn't it? Is that much pressure?
Well, it does. And the things that you just mentioned, you know, those aren't safety items. You know, it's. I fly myself, and you know, I fly all the time now. And you know, you get on the airplane and you don't have a meal, you don't have a blanket or whatever. That's no big deal. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have it, but you know, not having enough fuel is a real problem. And it compromises safety. Now, I'm not saying every flight, because every flight, you know, you take off and you get there and the weather's fine and you land. Or another scenario is you take off, you get to where you're going and the gear doesn't come down, mm-hmm. or there's somebody blows a tire on the only usable runway and the airplane's sitting in the middle of the runway and you can't land. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why you may need that extra fuel to get to an alternate. And of course, all they're saying is, oh, it's, you know, no, it's not a problem. It is a problem, and it compromises safety. And I can't believe that the pilots are going to let it happen. You know?
Yeah, I can't believe that either. And then, you know what? You know this, Denny. What happens is when one airline does something, another airline decides to see if they can do the same thing. This would be not such a great trick for the other ones to pick up on, but I heard from a pretty good source that there's at least one other airline that really is thinking of doing the same thing. Wow.
Well, I'm sure all of them are doing it, because if one of them can get away with it, then maybe they all can. And the problem is the people that are really making these decisions are not really aviation people. They may be executives with a major airline, but they're not aviation people. They're bean counters. They're people that went to school, you know, business majors and that kind of thing. they don't really understand the aviation business, and they don't understand how quickly things can change. And, you know, when an airplane goes from A to B, you really don't know what's going to happen between A and B. You really don't. And you need plenty of reserve fuel. And here's the other thing about it is if you save a little money, and there's questions about how much you really do save by not carrying that extra fuel, then the first time you have to deviate because you don't have enough fuel or land short of your destination to get more fuel, you wipe out all the money you've saved. So it's really, bottom line, it really doesn't save much money. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you about something else, too.
Sure.
I did a blog on this. In Washington, D.C., apparently, the Department of Homeland Security has advertisements on pizza boxes for TSA security types at Reagan. They're looking for people to fill those positions. And I don't know, there's just something laughable about that when I think of all the times I go through security. Denny, please tell me they're not doing that.
Well, I've heard that also. But, you know, Kate, everybody says, you know, when you hire an employee, you want them hungry, you know. Maybe that's how you find the hungry ones, you know, is to put it on a pizza box. You look at the people that they hire, and they don't train them, they don't give them the right equipment, and all these kind of things. I mean, you can't expect to get the quality that you need by the way they get paid and the training they have and the equipment they have and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, advertising on a pizza box, well, you know, that's probably as good as any.
Yeah, par for the course. And I'll tell you what, when we talk about these extras and paying more, I would pay more if I knew that was going into a fund to get, like, ex-cops to who could be there at security, or people who knew, had been trained in looking at people, at observing certain things. That would be the right, I think that'd be the right kind of people to have.
The problem is that they don't want people that can do that, that can look at somebody and look for characteristics in things that might indicate a problem, because they might be construed as profiling, and heavens knows they can't possibly put up with that. And plus, in fact, what you may not realize is that when you buy an airline ticket today and for the last X number of years, some of that money in that ticket goes to the government for a fund to improve airport safety, among other things. And, of course, none of it has, but that's what it's for.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Denny, always a pleasure to have you come on the show. We appreciate your insights. You take care.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so you heard what Denny said. I mean, this is a guy who flew Braniff and has flown in all kinds of aircraft, and you know, every time he comes on and we talk about safety, I just shake my head because, you know, he knows about the way it used to be, and it's crazy what's happening now. So while all this is going on with the chicken and the gas tank when we're flying, you have the Spirit Airlines CEO defending the crazy fees that they're lopping onto people and pretty much saying, look, bags aren't essential for vacations. It brings new meaning to just come with the clothes on your back. Coming up, we've got odds and ends. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
All right, looking at some odds and ends on the heels of what we were just talking about there with Denny Kelly. How about the airlines now getting billions from all these new fees? The House panel actually had a hearing on Wednesday about that very thing. All the money that they're making off of us on check on luggage or food or any of that other stuff that used to be included in the ticket prices. And I guess what infuriates a lot of us, and Denny said there, where, you know, he's not worried about the covers, the blankets, all that kind of stuff. And I agree with him. If it's versus the fuel and then whether or not the airlines are cutting back the amount of fuel they're putting on there. But the one thing I do hate is the nickel and diming. That's what it feels like. Sure, they can do, you know, it's a business. They can charge what they want to charge and we're stuck. You don't, you know. If you're trying to figure out what you're going to fly or when you're going to fly it, then fly another airlines or find another way, certainly. But I don't agree with what they're doing with the fees. It's crazy. I mean, it really does feel like that. It's everything's unbundled, I guess, is what it is. And that's the way to make more money. That's why they're doing it. And where you used to get food or you used to get the blankets, now it's separating everything to make more money. The airline's revenue from the baggage fees and reservation changes and cancellation fees and all that other sort of stuff, 2008-2009 was a whopping $7.9 billion. Wow. That's a big chunk of money. So you had testifying the Spirit Airlines president and CEO, Ben Baldzana, or Ben Delzana, something like that. But anyway, he's kind of a brash, blunt guy. And he said the deal of unbundling things allowed his airline to charge lower fares, and then the customer makes the choice of what they want and what they don't want and where they won't pay for. So a couple of times it got a little bit hot when they talked about unbundling the baggage charges and, you know, whatever. In fact, one of the congresswomen that was part of the hearing kind of slapped him down and said she didn't want to be yelled at like she did with, you know, like he was doing with other people, and said you could just say a simple yes or no. So it got a little bit hot. And then you had Southwest Airlines, and they said it was the same thing. It's, you know, it was up to them to decide what business model to use with the fees, and they talked about the fact that Southwest was successful by resisting to shifting toward unbundling things, and they didn't charge for check bags or changing reservations or other services. But the problem is, where do they fly? If you're in an area where you can get Southwest Airlines and you don't mind just regular seating, you know, pretty much it's like a cattle call, I guess. If you don't mind that, you get the cards where it's 1, 2, or 3, or 4. I think it goes up to 4 depending on the size of the plane. Then it's fine, but it's a question of where do they fly. A lot of times, wherever it is you live in the country, you'll have to take one of their flights somewhere else and then get a connecting flight. And then it costs just as much as a straight flight on American or Delta or whoever. So you're not really, you know, you're not really saving anything by the time you add it up. That's the problem, unless you live in a place where it's conducive to fly them and you can get that flight. All right, let's move to Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and she made a great observation. She was dead on when she said this. You look at now what happened with this scientist, this Iranian scientist who picked up, went back, you know, was free to go do whatever he wanted and went back to Iran. And now he's taken a chunk out of the U.S. saying he was mistreated and all this other sort of stuff. But Hillary Clinton compared what happened with the scientist to those hikers who have been in custody, who veered off into Iran from, where were they? Afghanistan, I think. They were, I think they were in Afghanistan, and they veered off into Iran. Somehow they were certainly not, they were in the nether regions in the mountains somewhere, and said it was accidental that they crossed in, and they've been in custody in Iran for a little bit over a year now, I guess it's been. And of course, Clinton and others are fighting for their release, but getting nothing in exchange, which isn't a surprise from Ahmadinejad. Anyway, she made an interesting comparison to the two. Take a listen to this.
In contrast, Iran continues to hold 3 young Americans against their will, and we reiterate our request that they be released.
All right, so that's, you know, she keeps pushing for it, but doubtful that that's going to happen. What's happening is Ahmadinejad is using them as pawns for the whole nuclear enrichment thing, and, oh, okay, we're just using this for power, and the whole thing about the sanctions with the UN. So doubtful that they're going to see the light of day as far as coming back to the U.S., but unless all of a sudden he just decides to release him, but it's not looking that way. This is a chip for him in the game. Despite the whole thing with the scientists, it doesn't matter. It's the focus is on other things, and it's, you know, therefore it's doubtful that that'll happen. All right, as we skip around on a couple of other things, this is a sad story, the fallout from Haiti. Have you heard some of the buzz on this? You know, we all saw the pictures. They were horrifying, the earthquake and all the tents that had to be set up, and the devastation was terrible. A lot of Americans gave money. I'm sure some of you did. I gave a little bit of money. You know, I try to help whenever I can, which is no pat on the back. I'm sure none of you are looking for that either. But I guess what happened is donors promised $5.3 billion at an aid conference in March, and about 2 months after the earthquake that was, but less than 2% of the money has been handed over so far to the agency that was set up to handle it, and only 4 countries have paid anything at all. Brazil, Norway, Australia is one of them, Estonia is another one. The U.S. pledged $1.15 billion. They haven't paid at this point. Well, that's because it's tied up in our political system. The money's tied up in the congressional appropriations process it has to go through. Venezuela ponied up even more, $1.32 billion. They haven't paid anything, but they've written off some of Haiti's debt. So the problem is now Bill Clinton is in the middle of this. The UN wants him to be the special envoy for Haiti, and he's doing it. And he's supposed to put pressure on governments that have been slow to deliver the money. So his job is to call the governments and the ones who said they're going to give money and try to get them to give the money. Isn't that what collection agencies do? I'm Bill Clinton. And so anyway, he's hoping that he's going to be able to get as much as he can. Because they were counting on it. See, the problem is that whole rebuilding thing. And you know what? You got this worldwide economic crisis that everybody's in the middle of. So it's a tough time to try to pry loose monies from people who are fighting back their own problems. But you know what they say? Once it leaves your lips and you promise to do it and you pledge it and they write it down and they give you the applause and they're saying, oh, thank you so much, you got to come through with the check. I think on the individual side, though, it's been pretty good, and I'm not surprised by that. Americans, and on the American part of things, Americans are we're such a generous people. For as much as we kick each other in the shins politically and argue about a zillion other things, that's the cost of freedom, baby. It's great, and we see what happens, and you know, we feel for other people. All right, so BP, here's what the scoop is on BP. BP has begun the first part of testing the integrity of a new cap on the crippled oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, and the testing began after they analyzed the testing procedures, because they didn't want a disaster where the well would be ripped open even more and there'd be more oil spilling out. So the good news is it took a little time to do that, but now they can move ahead with what they're doing, and it'll show whether the well can be contained by, you know, closing the 30-foot, 75-ton cap stack or siphoning off the oil to the surface. So it might be the beginning of the end to this catastrophe that's held us at bay, certainly, when it comes to the Gulf of Mexico. Since April 20th, the Deepwater Horizon drill rig exploding and 11 people being killed, and then this relentless, relentless oil spill, despite some of the efforts to do a couple of different things. So this is good news, certainly. And retired Admiral Thad Allen, it's not lost on him. He's heading up, of course, the government's response to the spill. He's saying the tests get the green light. It was delayed for a day, but had a look at the procedures. So at least on this part, I think we're all in agreement. I think it was smart to do that. I think it was smart to get those scientists and look at this to make sure that they could run the tests and not have a problem with it. Some people feel it was an overabundance of caution, but I don't think so. And now it's full speed ahead. We'll see if it works. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Once again, I really like this guest. We had him on to talk about his book, Nick Popovich. He's a former Marine who truly was blindsided by a rocket strike and in Fallujah. And for his heroic efforts, he got the Silver Star. Now, I love this guy. What a patriot. He's running for Congress in California's 51st District against Democratic incumbent there, Bob Filner. And we talk about politics and the rough and tumbleness of it all and, you know, hey, the gloves are off, and we all get that, I think. But there was this crazy thing that was brought to my attention that was in the Imperial Valley Press newspaper. You can look it up. You can Google it so you can see the cartoon for yourself. And I'm going to post on our website, too. It's just disgraceful. It's an editorial cartoon. And in the cartoon, they're mocking Nick, who's running for this seat, and like I said, we know about fair game, but what's the media thinking there when they go after a veteran's wounds? What's the point of proving that? And so Nick, who had the patch over his eye, I'm just going to paint the picture for you so you know what it looks like because this is radio, and you got two kids on a skateboard, and you've got this poster of Nick. It says, for Congress, and then one kid says a James Bond supervillain, a bald pirate, Uncle Fester with an eye patch. And then you got another kid who says, who does that remind you of? Please. And so we usher in Nick Popovich from our virtual green room. Nick, thanks for coming back on ATM. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know what? I think that's true. You expected that you'd have a fight when you decided to jump into the fray and run for office, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I knew that it's going to take a thick skin and all that. So, I mean, the story of the cartoon is actually kind of funny all the way around. We had a town hall, the citizens of the Imperial Valley there out in Brawley and El Centro, they set up these town hall debates between myself and the incumbent, Bob Filner. His campaign accepted. We obviously accepted because we want to get out and debate the ideas and make sure people know what they're getting on election day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 days before the town hall, the incumbent backed out. So we went out there anyway, and we held both of them, and it went great. We were out there for 5 hours taking all questions. I wouldn't leave either hall until every citizen there got an answer to his or her question. And, you know, it was fantastic. And then, you know, so I heard about this cartoon before I seen it. They said, somebody ran a nasty cartoon of you in the Imperial Valley Press who didn't cover the debates. And then I thought, okay, well, somebody in there must have not liked something I had to say or something like that. And I had this, you know, I was kind of racing through my mind of what, you know, what it could be. And then I seen the cartoon, and so I was actually a little bit relieved that it's just making fun of the way I look, because I think, okay, must not have had a problem with anything I had to say, you know, so my platform must be pretty solid. So I took it as a compliment of sorts.
Well,
then,
you know,
everybody got pretty wound up about it, because,
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, what the cartoon is doing, though, is basically it's not attacking a position, it's not attacking anything, it's just kind of poking a little bit of fun at my wounds. So, you know, from my perspective, I got a thick skin. You know, I've been hit by worse. I've been hit by a rocket, so a cartoon's certainly not going to hurt me. But, you know, from a veteran's perspective, if we allow this sort of thing to be okay to poke fun at veterans, you know, not so much for me because I'm in the political arena, but, you know, for my brother and sister veteran, I think we need to say this is unacceptable, and we did. And to the incumbent's credit, he did also. He came out and said this is unacceptable. So the editor of the paper, he writes a he calls me up with an apology because he got blasted from the veterans out there all across the nation, blasted him pretty good. And so he calls me with an apology, and he says, well, no, I didn't see it that way is what he says. He says, I saw it as two uninformed youth. He says, I was trying to make a statement about the uninformed voters, the uninformed constituency out here in the Imperial Valley. And I said, oh, okay, you're not making fun of the veterans. You're making fun of your readers. Well, you know, if that's a story you want to go with, go ahead and good luck. You know, I don't know if that's really any better. I thought, you know, before when I thought it was just a shot at me, I wasn't offended at all. But if you're calling the people of my district, my fellow citizens, if you're calling them stupid and uninformed, you know, then I have a little bit of a problem with that. The folks in the Imperial Valley, they're great people. It's a great community. I mean, if you know it out there, it's desert land. And they've taken it and they've turned this desert into a breadbasket. It's farmland now. It's agriculture. They've taken the Colorado River. They've irrigated this through a series of irrigation canals. And it's a booming farmland out there. It's full of tough people, full of survivors, full of just great Americans. And they're very informed. The politics out there is always very clean. Democrats and Republicans could, you know, stand right out in the middle of the street and debate the ideas cleanly, civilly. Yeah, it's a great place. I think the cartoon, whichever way you look at it, you know, is it two little guys? You know, I think the guy meant it to be one of the little guys urinating on my poster, and I don't really appreciate that, but, you know, whatever. And, you know, so if you want to take a shot at me, fine. I'd sure like to think you're going to focus on the issues, but if you take a shot at the citizens, I think you're very much mischaracterizing them.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. Having spent some time there and lived in California for a while, I know that area well. The Imperial Valley Press, then, in talking to the editor and whatnot, and what he told you, which was even worse, but in a sense, which is hilarious.
I wasn't offended at all until his apology, and then that kind of bothered me a little bit, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. And this just happened over the weekend, too. That's when the cartoon was printed over the weekend. So they didn't formally, though, issue an apology or a retraction, right?
Well, he wrote a written apology in
he did.
Tuesday's edition.
Okay.
Tuesday's edition. And it said, you know, and you know, if you're going to apologize, you know, we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've made plenty in my life, and I'll make plenty more before I'm done. And, you know, and one thing Americans, this is something that always amazes me when people mess up in the public arena. You know, if you mess up, Americans are very forgiving people. We're great people. Just say, hey, I blew it. Sorry. And we'll forgive you. The public will always forgive you. But when you do this, I'm sorry, but here's all the, you know, and then,
yeah,
and then, you know, then it starts to get a little bit, okay, You know, and I told him as a man to man, because he called me up and he apologized. So I said, sure, I accept it. You know, and then, you know, because, you know, I'm a man, I'm an honorable guy. If you call me up and offer an apology, I'll take it. But this written one, you know, with all the I'm sorry, but, you know, then, okay, now it's starting to get a little slimy.
Yeah, I agree with you. What made you decide to run? What fueled that fire inside you?
Oh, I love my country, and I tell you, all the liberties that everybody before me had passed down, that greatest generation that fought, you know, fought World War II, and then it came home and built the greatest economy that this world would ever know. All that freedom, all that prosperity. I was born in 1967. I was born on the watch of those Vietnam veterans while they were out fighting the spread of communism in Southeast Asia. And I tell you what, everything that they've handed down to our generation, that chain of custody of liberty is on us. And if you look at the way our government's going right now, there's not an appreciation for the liberty and not appreciation for the prosperity that we've had the privilege of knowing. And that's not what I'm going to hand down to our, you know, our kids and their kids, the next generation. Chain of custody. It's time to do something, not sit around complaining about it. General Mattis, my commanding general in the Marine Corps, had a great expression. He said, you ask a Marine to move a piano, he doesn't start by picking up the bench. So I decided to run for Congress. That's why I'm in it.
Yeah, good for you. So it sounds like, too, when you've decided to delve into this, I mean, you're all in, Nick. So you're just, I just get a sense that I know that you've immersed yourself in all the issues. Is that what you did?
Absolutely, because I'm not a lawyer by trade. I'm not a politician by trade. I'm a citizen. So absolutely, it takes a lot of studying for how to become a legislator. But I tell you, there's a great, great document that it seems that nobody up there has read, and that's the Constitution of the United States. That tells you everything you need to know. That Declaration of Independence, that tells you everything you need to know. And that's, I looked at my congressman and I said, well, you know, what does a congressman do? Well, he needs to look and see, you know, does the constituency want this legislation? Do they need a piece of legislation? Is it constitutional? Is it moral? Is it ethical? Is it responsible? And I tell you, this Pelosi Congress isn't answering any of those right. And my congressman, Bob Filner, is just another example of that. He's right in there with all that. He follows that party line in lockstep. I mean, there's a couple. He's drifted off his party line, but that's to be more wacky than them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple times he's left the Pelosi, if you can imagine that. Mm. You know, and the people of this area deserve better. We deserve better representation. I'll tell you, it's an across-the-country thing. Look at that health care fiasco we just got.
Absolutely.
That thing only made it by a few votes. So all across America, you know, you may not be able to vote for me here in California, in California's 51st, but I can vote for you when I get on the Hill. So, I mean, this is something that affects everybody. Absolutely.
I agree with you. What's been the reaction when you've gone out to events and stuff? Pretty positive, because you're a new face on the scene, certainly.
Oh, very positive. People love the thought of a citizen running for government. It's very inspiring to them, because this is what the founding fathers meant. They didn't plan for career politicians. Mm-hmm. They expected it to be citizens who locked up their business, put their plow on hold for a couple years, went off, served their nation for a couple years in the federal government, and came home. Not these career politicians. I mean, geez, we've had four of them die in office. You know, this no way. I mean, look at John McCain, who was a great American, served this nation with honor. Mm. You know, and then look at the path he's gone down lately. When you're up there on the Hill too long, you forget what it's like down
That's
here
right.
on Main Street. So the citizens, they love the thought of an everyday American out there representing them.
Yeah, well, good luck certainly in this fight, and we appreciate you clearing that up for us and coming on. We'll talk to you down the line, Nick, and see how it's going.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, Nick Popovich, again, he's running for Congress, and he's got a book out, because this is what we talked about the first time we had him on. Once a Marine is the name of the book. It's a great read. I think I read it in one day. It talks about, you know, basically it's his story and what happened. It's a pretty honest tale where he talks about combat and recovery and all that sort of stuff. And he took rocket fire, and you heard him talk about this, which is what they were making fun of in the cartoon that was published in the local newspaper in the district where he's running in California. And I think that this is, I don't know if it's hit other media, but I think it's about to get bigger. There are other television people in New York and stuff that want to talk to Nick about what happened and his reaction to it and that kind of thing. It'll be fun to watch how far he goes in this race, and if he gets this seat, like he's saying, he is one of those people that is a citizen who's running. And you know, from all the frustrations out there, a lot of you in your neck of the woods where you are talking about change and what can be done. So good luck to Nick on that one. All right, coming up on the flip side. side, we've got We Can Count.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Coming up, we actually have news you can abuse, birthdays and this day in history. We haven't done that in a while, but we're going to jam to that. But before we do, how about this controversy with the NCAA and USC? Right in the thick of it, Southern California. You think of the two championships and the Trojans and under Pete Carroll going 97 and 19, Carroll left the Trojan program to take over as coach of the NFL's Seattle Seahawks. So he felt like he had to defend, I think, the program and what happened, because he left under this crazy cloud of the past, and he had a wildly successful run on paper, but now they're taking it all back with the legacy is certainly tainted, so the former USC coach decided to talk about it. Here's what he's had to say about the sanctions.
Hopefully, the NCAA and the university communities will work to find ways to elevate the awareness of people around the community of the college setting so that an individual can't find his way in, can't enter into a young kid's good fortune and take down a university like this.
So last month, in case you didn't hear the story, because this is like a sports short moment, USC got a 2-year postseason ban. They lost scholarships. They were forced to vacate their victories, that's what they call it, from 2004 and 2005 for violations. involving a former star in their program. You all know him from the New Orleans Saints, Reggie Bush. And the university, of course, is appealing some of the penalties. I don't know that they're going to have a lot of luck with this. Carroll was the guy who started in 2001. And by his second season, the Trojans were one of the best teams in the nation. And they contended for national titles almost every year. I can remember that 2006 Rose Bowl. I was there watching it. Vince Young for Texas in the late touchdown is what prevented the Trojans from winning three straight national titles. So we move from that controversy to the college football program in Southern California to this crazy story worth throwing up here. Snow. Snow in July and compounded with torrential rains. Where is that? Not in the United States, but where it was in Canada. And it happened at Calgary, in Calgary. So they have these chuck wagon races at the Stampede, but with the heavy snow and then the rain on top of it, they had to say forget about it. And it was actually brutal. It brought down part of a wall, and there were insulation that came out and construction stuff that came out of the back of a supply building near the kind of near the grandstand show where the chuck wagon races normally take place at Jasper National Park. And it was just one of those events where you had the soil moisture and the rain coming in and all the right conditions for that kind of precipitation. But it's odd anywhere to say, oh, yeah, snow in July. I guess unless you're in some of those really mountainous regions in the Netherlands, in the hinterlands, really. But other than that, the answer is no. Snow in July is a very odd thing. Okay, so also, too, quickly we'll say here, because I know some of you might have gone to get that iPhone, and Apple has had so many problems with their new product, even though everybody and their brother was lining up to get it, that some people wrapped duct tape around the phone because they were having problems with reception. So they're going to have a news conference on Friday talking about the iPhone 4. It's the reception problems with the antenna, the way they designed it, that's giving people, I think, the biggest headaches. And they're going to talk about what they're going to do and how they're going to respond to that problem. There's got to be some kind of fix for it, or I guess compensation, because people paid some pretty big bucks to get the iPhone 4. And the idea was that antenna was one of the things that was supposed to be so great. So Apple hasn't really said much about it. And because so many people are complaining, they felt like they had to do it. Who knows? I don't know what the solution is to that, obviously, but they got to come up with something. Because Apple is one of those brands that I think no matter what, even with this, it's here to stay. They're so cutting edge and innovative, and they really pushed this out there. And this is on top of the iPad that flew off the shelves. All right, let's talk about news you can abuse. And I think this is one of the craziest stories I ever read, but it was hilarious. How about this chocolate lab who had to take matters into his own hands or paws when his owner left him in a hot car? This happened in Allentown, Pennsylvania. 11-year-old Max started honking the horn. They think he was honking the horn for help because he was melting inside. What happened was Max's owner was doing errands and forgot that he was in the car. It was like an hour that he was left. So she finally started hearing this car horn when she was running around at this mall, I guess, outside, and ran out and saw that he was at the steering wheel and he was panting like crazy. They called the vet, got cool towels and some water, and I guess Max was fine after that. Ooh, can't do that with the dogs. Certainly not any length of time in the car. I never thought about this, but I guess it kind of makes sense. Dentists in Taiwan are asking fast food chains to stop making big, giant, oversized burgers because some people who have been eating them complain about sore jaws. They had difficulty in opening their mouths. A typical bite requires the mouth to open 4 centimeters, but dentists are saying that the supersized burger measures higher than 8 centimeters, so they're forcibly extending their jaws when they're eating it, and what happens is it risks pulling the joint between the temporal bone in front of the ears and the jawbone. Ooh, that's enough to make you not want to eat one of those giant oversized burgers. Who knew? I don't know. I had no idea. And then this final one with news you can abuse, it has to do with crocodiles. An Australian man suffered only a bite to his right leg after he entered an enclosure to try to ride a 5-meter-long croc. They say that the man had been thrown out of a tavern in the north coast of Western Australia. And when he was thrown out, he encountered the croc. He ended up on his back, and he spun him around and bit him on the right leg. Ooh, that's nasty stuff. So apparently some pretty bad cuts to the leg, but that's it. He had to go to the hospital. They say he's actually lucky to be alive and that it wasn't much worse than that. Maybe in his drunken state, he didn't initially feel what was happening. But can you imagine being spun around by a crocodile? Let's go to this day in history. There are 176 days left. It is Thursday. No, I think it's more than that, actually. I'm going to say that there's more than 100. There's less than 176 days. I think the math is off on that. I think it's more like, do some quick math. I want to say it's more like 168 days or something, or less than that, 168 days if I'm right about that. And it was on this day in history that King Charles II of England granted a royal charter to Rhode Island. Also on this week in history, it was on the heels of a big celebration for Venus Williams because she beat Lindsay Davenport for her first Grand Slam title 10 years ago. And she won it in the third set 7-6. She became the first black woman champion at Wimbledon since Althea Gibson, and you'd have to go back to 57-58 for that. Whew. Long time. And now you see what the Williams sisters have become. Just absolutely incredible the way that they've dominated tennis. And Serena Williams certainly now is the more dominant on her way to some amazing things. All right, with that, let's hit some birthdays here on America Tonight, something we haven't done in a while. I tried. Oh, yes. I tried so hard to dig up some that weren't too obscure. Everybody know Jesse Ventura. He was elected Minnesota governor, professional wrestler, 59 years old. She was a pretty big, popular model back in her day. Kim Alexis turns 50 years old. Forrest Whitaker, good actor. He was in a movie I really liked, The Last King of Scotland. And he won the Best Actor Oscar for that, 49 years old, rather. Also celebrating a birthday, Tanner McGuire, 12 years old, in a movie called Letters to God. And finally on the list, Beth Stern, married to Howard Stern, fashion model, talks on the air a lot, 38 years old. If you're celebrating birthday, happy birthday to you. Thanks for Donovan for all your help on the technicals and all of you for listening to America Tonight.